Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was a little bit of drama in Las Vegas. Still think Las Vegas is one of the most amazing cities to visit. Please come out. Please check it out. But I got to be honest with you guys, because I live in Vegas. A little bit of drama happened on Saturday night, and a lot of confusion as to exactly what that was. And reports are coming out that are very, very conflicting. So my personal experience with what happened Saturday night was I was in bed early. Well, it was about 10:30, so it was 10:30, okay? I'm in bed, hubby, cats, dogs, cuddling up, watching something, you know, on the tube. And I get a call from my son going, we think there was a shooting. We're running, we're heading out, we're at Caesars right now, everybody's running, it's mad chaos. Just want to tell you guys we're alive, but we're getting to our... where our car is, and we're going to get the hell out. And my husband goes, just don't call us. Just go. Just keep running, keep running. So my husband decides to run down there, drive down there, so that he could pick them up because he doesn't think they're going to be able to get to their car if there was a shooting and police blocking off the area. And my son was in Caesar's Palace. Now, because we have paid parking now, especially for us locals, they parked at a hotel where locals are free. So they had to really transverse the strip to get back to the hotel they were at, right? Even though they still visited that hotel. But, you know, you park at where there's free parking and then you walk around. So thank God his girlfriend wasn't wearing heels and they both booked it. They got out of there. And I call him when I think he's safe. And again, he's like, man, there were just mass crowds running. Well, I could only get information from the from the Las Vegas Metro Police Department, and that was their posting, and they said reports of a shooting near MGM tonight are unfounded. Initial reports are a glass door shattered, causing a loud noise, which startled people in the valet area. So when I told my son this, and he's still trying to book it to his car, he goes, MGM, because the MGM is at Tropicana and the Strip. The MGM used to be at Flamingo and the Strip near Caesars, but after the fire and after things changed, it went to Bally's, and MGM is Tropicana. Tropicana, Flamingo is a good mile or two, a couple miles. So he's like, no, something happened at Caesars. Meanwhile, I'm seeing reports online going, yeah, something happened at Caesars, something happened somewhere else. Thank God nobody was shot. And then, interestingly, I think it's Network in Vegas. Network in Vegas said seven hotels, seven different casinos, some over a mile away, had people taking cover. Apparently there was like a lockdown in one of the poker rooms, and it was just mass chaos at the MGM, Park MGM, New York, New York. And I mean, Caesar's Palace is kind of away at the Aria, and the Aria is by City Center. The Aria is even more north from that whole area. They apparently had people running and screaming and whatever. And so, you know, my thought was social media obviously spreads, you know, some information. And, you know, they heard there was a shooting on the Strip. So everybody's like, you know what, let's get the hell out of here. And once you see somebody run, you see somebody else run. And I asked my son, I go, did you hear gunshots? He said, no. What happened is he was standing there, you know, with his girlfriend. He's kind of talking, looking at the shops, or at, I think, the Forum shops. And he saw some dude grab his girlfriend and run. And everybody was looking backwards. And then other people started running. So he's like, we're running too. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, wait a second. You know, this is a setup. Could somebody be on the other end with a gun? I mean, what the heck is going on? And this was in Vegas. Then there was a network in Vegas showed a video of this red car doing wheelies, driving up and down, or doing donuts. I'm sorry, donuts. They hooked up an exhaust that simulated gunfire, drove around the strip trying to pretend they were shooting people. And you see cops pull them over. I can't play it because the cops are cussing. And they pull them over. So you saw people fleeing Cosmopolitan. You saw people fleeing Caesars, Aria, and it was a mess. So Vegas, fine. No shootings, just some report of some glass or a glass door being slammed at one of the hotels. But people want to know what the hell happened. And what this is, I believe, a testament to is, one is, okay, people are on edge. And I think people realize that if a shooting could happen in an Indiana mall, it was at a parade. Then we had a mall shooting also in the Midwest this weekend. If a shooting can happen at a church, if a shooting could happen in Uvalde, then a shooting can happen anywhere. So I think people are realizing that shootings can happen anywhere. Number two is people are, you know, realizing, you know what, rather than look, we're just going to run. And sadly, you're going to have stampedes of people. You're like, what are they running for? You know, just like remember in The Lion King, they were able to create a stampede because they just had people the animals just start running. You can make a stampede in a second, and the stampede could be worrisome. In fact, when my husband was driving to the strip to try to find my son and his girlfriend, he said he saw ambulances pull into Caesars. So maybe there was a medical event. Maybe somebody got hurt because of the stampede. Number three is, it shows that there are real idiots out there that are trying to scare people. When you see this red car doing donuts, and it sounded like gunshots. You didn't see the guy in there do gunshots, but it sounded like a... Why the hell would anybody do that? Network in Vegas gets credit for posting that, because I would not have known that that happened. But the funny thing is it looked like it happened during the day. So I don't know if that was necessarily, because we got a call from my son, like, after 10:30. So, you know, we're on edge. I think people are on edge. You also have some, you know, idiots trying to scare people, you know. We need to probably also give guidance on stampedes. You know, on one end, if you have a flow of people and people are going to be running, people are going to be running for their lives and there's no gunfire and, you know, there might be a more strategic way to kind of get around. I don't want anybody staying back. If you have a chance to get the hell out of there, get the hell out of there. But also be careful that if there are people that are out there trying to kind of mess with people or injure them, there could be, and this was one thing my son was worried about, that there was somebody on the other side of the door waiting for them. And so, you know, sometimes going lateral exits might, you know, also be advantageous. So, you know, when I get more information, but right now the official report is some glass door got slammed miles away from where all the stampedes were. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals Incorporated. Over 37 million people are living with HIV. As of 2019, Black Americans accounted for 44% of new HIV diagnoses, while Hispanic and Latino communities accounted for 30%. Despite these stats, significant progress has been made toward ending the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Today, living with HIV means you can still thrive by prioritizing your health and well-being. It calls for self-reflection, requires self-acceptance, and demands a daily commitment to living your best life. Fearless conversations with those around you, like your healthcare provider or loved ones, may not be easy, but can help you unlock the knowledge and support you need to thrive with HIV. Kamaria Laffrey is an HIV advocate and Positively Fearless ambassador.
Examples of Positively Fearless talks include disclosing your status with family, friends, and healthcare providers to identify treatment options. The right doctor who understands your specific needs can connect you to the right resources within the HIV community.
To learn more, visit PositivelyFearless.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this caught my eye this morning. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's 81 years old, says he is going to leave his post before the end of President Biden's term. He has served through seven... I know everybody... Okay, just do not celebrate yet, people. Hey. And I'm mixed. I'm mixed on his job. I am mixed on his job performance because it's not a very easy position to be in. It's just I think he should have stuck to his medical guns and not the political... or the salary guns, and I'll reiterate how I feel about that. But he served through seven administrations, And he said he's not going to wait until the end of COVID because he's going to be at least 105 by then. According to Daily Mail, he says we're in a pattern now. If somebody says you'll leave when we don't have COVID anymore, then I'll be 105. I think we're going to be living with this. Fauci became the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which is a position he still holds, and I think he makes over $400,000 a year. 1984 is when I believe he started. From there, he led the nation through HIV and swine flu, SARS, MERS, Ebola, and then COVID. He was he received a rise to fame in Trump's administration and was put in the public eye. But apparently he and Trump had some issues. And then there were some things that, especially with Fauci, I think was more supportive of a lot of the more restrictive measures that, sadly, we're seeing some of the sequela today that has made him not the most popular doctor out there. He said, we developed an interesting relationship. Fauci was born in Brooklyn. Trump was born in Queens. He said two guys from New York, different in their opinions and their ideology, but still two guys who grew up in the same environments of the city. I think that we were related to each other in that regard. But then when the masks and the back and forth with the masks, and then, you know, it just started to become kind of a cluster. So, you know, if he does leave, I don't think there's going to be a lot of people unhappy about that. But again, he still served. He did a lot of great work. A lot of, though, controversy with the $3.3 million grant to EcoHealth Alliance to study back coronaviruses. This was found back in 2000. This was allegedly happened in 2014. EcoHealth ended up giving $600,000 of that to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And the Wuhan lab is at the center of the lab leak theory. Dr. Deborah Birx, who was also on the coronavirus task force team, feels that the COVID was ready to go in an infectious mode. And we'll talk about more about what she says. So with gain-of-function research, which is a controversial practice where we look at the virus's transmissibility or lethality, it was banned under President Obama in 2014. But then 3 years later, the decision was overturned by the NIH. Fauci had denied that the money from his agency ever went towards gain-of-function research. He said the NIH and the NIAID categorically is not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He did defend a modest collaboration with the Chinese lab, arguing that it would almost be a dereliction of our duty if we didn't study this. And the only way you can study these things is you've got to go where the action is, referencing the SARS outbreak from 2003. So, you know, there's, you know, some people love him, some people hate him. Like I said, my issue with Dr. Fauci was when he, and no doctor should ever do this. No doctor should ever do this. And he kind of shot himself in the foot where he said that when he disagreed with Trump, he felt he had to hold back what he wanted to say and guide Americans. Okay, that means if you are a doctor, there should be nothing, no monetary amount, no position, no political stature, no pharmaceutical company, no sort of perk that should prevent you from putting patients first. And when he had said that, and you know, I mean, people are mad that he was, you know, criticizing Trump. It's not about criticizing the president. It is, if you are a doctor, your medical ethics come first. If you were in an administration and you felt that you couldn't do your job and your ethical duty, then you quit. You step down. You don't stay silent. You don't feel like you have to give other information. I mean, the people come first. Yet here he is. He's still in this position. And I thought that is where I started to lose any adoration I had for Dr. Fauci. I told you, when Dr. Fauci first said, look, guys, you know, I don't think these masks are going to, you know, 100% you know, protect you. They might provide a barrier. I agreed with them 100%. Then all of a sudden, they said, okay, wear masks. And you have to wear masks, and you have to. And then it almost sounded like he was a puppet, but that wasn't a puppet of Trump's administration. So then what made him change his mind? And, you know, he was nicknamed Flip-Flop Fauci. And I don't necessarily criticize him for that because the science is evolving. But I'm like, why did you change from what you originally said? What you originally said was right. That's how all of us doctors felt. And sadly, some of the way he navigated the COVID narrative started to put us doctors who originally agreed with him under the misinformation category. And not that, you know, he accused us doctors who originally agreed with him as misinformation, but all of a sudden, you know, you heard Obama, you heard everybody go, well, misinformation, you know, well, there's misinformation. They're saying that the masks, you know, might not work. That was exactly what Fauci said. Okay, back us up here. What you said originally was right. Not all the masks are going to protect you from a virus like this. You need, you know, you need PPE. You need N95s. You might need hazmat gear. I mean, this is an infectious disease. Look at what people had to wear with Ebola. And so I found it very, very frustrating because it made us doctors look like there's something else that will be driving our instruction. And, you know, we doctors have been accused of taking a pen from a pharmaceutical company and encouraging people to take a medicine they don't need, which is the biggest bunch of BS. If I think a medicine works for you, I'm going to recommend it. If I don't think a medicine is going to work for you, I'm not going to recommend it because I have liability. I have a license to protect. Why would I put a pen or a dinner or a job salary first? Okay, patients have to come first. If not, and you lose your integrity, and you lose your, and you could be up on ethics charges. There's just so much that could go wrong. So, you know, and then with Fauci, with this gang of function research, I think he could have worded it a lot better. There are a lot of, shall we say, collaborations that the U.S. has with other countries' labs. And among these collaborations, they are going to be working on a lot of the pathogenesis of some of these highly infectious viruses and bacteria to study them and to come up with treatments. And in the study of these pathogens, there can be some inadvertent sequelae where it could become stronger. In fact, just holding a virus in an enclosed setting and not letting it be out in the environment could cause it to undergo changes. You know, just like with Jurassic Park, right? You keep something enclosed, it changes. It might become more vicious. So he should say inadvertently, something might become more deadly in the process. But we weren't funding particular gain of function. We weren't funding research that purposely made these things more deadly. The problem is you have the SARS outbreak from 2002 to 2003. You had some people die in 2004, both of whom they believe the virus came out with a lab leak. Then when this came out, why didn't anybody say, look, guys, you know, lab leak is going to be the top theory because this is the third time China has leaked something. And the other issue, and I don't know if this necessarily falls on Fauci, but if we did have a close collaboration, then why didn't we have access or a card key to the lab, and why couldn't we get the data right away? Some people think we had the data right away, which is why we had the vaccine created so quickly. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
I'm about want to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three people were killed and two others were wounded when a gunman opened fire inside the food court at the Greenwood Park Mall south of Indianapolis Sunday evening. The gunman was shot and killed by an armed citizen also in the food court. An investigative report is revealing nearly 400 law enforcement and federal officials rushed to a mass shooting at a Uvalde elementary school, but systemic failures created a chaotic scene that lasted more than an hour before the gunman, who took 21 lives, was finally confronted. Jury selection is scheduled to begin Monday in the trial of Steve Bannon, a one-time advisor to former President Trump, who faces criminal contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the made-for-TV January 6 House Committee. We are USA Radio News. Bank of America said Monday that its second quarter profits declined 32%. The second largest U.S. bank earned $6.2 billion, down from $9.2 billion a year earlier. Swimming in an Iowa lake may be hazardous to your health.
A Missouri resident who became infected with a rare brain-eating amoeba has died. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services stated that the resident may have been exposed to the amoeba, commonly found in warm, fresh water like lakes and rivers, while swimming at the Lake of Three Fires in Taylor County, Iowa. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services is conducting testing in conjunction with the Center for Disease and Control Prevention to confirm the presence of the amoeba in the lake. They have temporarily closed it. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So what's your favorite candy? There's a lot of candy out there. We talk about this during Halloween. And we talk about candy, and usually candy gets a good rap, or a bad rap, because of the sugar content, the calories, the issues with cavities, but the topic of the day now is how some candies could be toxic and unfit for human consumption. One such candy that is currently being sued right now is Skittles. Now, over the weekend, we found out that on Friday, a California woman is suing Mars Incorporated, manufacturer of popular candy brand Skittles. Why? Because Skittles have promised, or the company had promised, to not use titanium dioxide, and they still are. Janelle Thames filed the suit July 14th of this year, or actually on Thursday, last Thursday, with the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, having to do with 28 U.S.C. 1332 diversity fraud. Because she claims that the candy is still using titanium dioxide in its food colorings, and she also says that the packaging format makes it very difficult for consumers to educate themselves about the product. Now, I wrote a little piece on this. I can't even read the packaging, even with glasses. In fact, that's where I'm at right now, where I have to take a picture of these packages, and then I have to magnify it. Do you guys do that now? I think the writing on packages are getting so dang small that I have to do these. Because I was like, what's wrong with my eyes? There's nothing wrong with my eyes. It's just you used to be able to read the packaging, and now you can't. It's because if by law they have to have all sorts of rules and things put on their packaging, then they do it. They're like, oh, we're following the law, but nobody's saying necessarily how big. That's the problem with laws. With laws, sometimes laws are more constricting than you think. Titanium dioxide is a white powder that is odorless. It's used in a variety of industries, including food, sunscreens, plastic, paper, cosmetics, and paint. It has been used to help to make the vibrant colors of Skittles candies. The problem is it has been classified as a possible carcinogen. In fact, European researchers have ruled it is not safe in food. They say it has potential genotoxicity, or it could damage a cell's DNA. So back in February, the European Union banned it as a food additive. You can't use it. Meanwhile, the FDA says you can, but it has to be in certain amounts. Researchers have previously found titanium dioxide to be potentially harmful. One researcher wrote, mechanically toxicological studies show that titanium dioxide nanoparticles predominantly cause adverse effects via induction of oxidative stress, resulting in cell damage, genotoxicity, inflammation, and immune response. Well, Mars has known about this, Mars Company. In fact, in 2016, they had committed to phasing out the chemical titanium dioxide over the following 5 years. The plaintiff says, nope, it's still there. Now, the FDA does allow titanium dioxide. It has to be in a certain amount. Let me see what it says here, and I apologize. Titanium dioxide, it has to be less than 1% per weight, which I think is pretty easy to do. They say the color additive titanium dioxide is synthetically prepared, free from admixture with other substances. Color additive mixtures for food use made with titanium dioxide may contain only those dilutants that are suitable and that are listed in the subpart as safe in color additive mixtures for coloring foods and the following. Silicon dioxide, aluminum oxide as dispersing aids, not more than 2% total. The titanium dioxide cannot have lead more than 10 parts per million, arsenic more than 1 part per million, antimony more than 2 parts per million, mercury more than 1 part per million, loss of ignition at 800 degrees Celsius, water-soluble substances, acid-soluble substances, a whole bunch of stuff. So, you know, they say the quantity of titanium dioxide cannot exceed 1% by weight of the food. It may not be used to color foods for which standards of identity have been promulgated under Section 401 of the Act, unless added color is authorized by such standards. So according to the FDA, it's still good. So with this lawsuit, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't exactly know why it was still in there when Mars said by 2021 it would be out. Not sure. Now, let me double check. One of you was asking if that's in M&M's. Okay, so let me see if Mars makes M&M's. Okay, let me see if I could first. I thought Mars. Oh, come on. I can't type. M&M. Let me see. Mars does make M&Ms. So now the next question is titanium dioxide in M&Ms. I'm going to be looking this up. I believe that the vibrant colors... Well, here's the thing. They said they were going to take it out of their M&Ms. This was back in 2016. They say in a big news week for Mars, the company revealed its new M&M product, a caramel-centered confection, blah, 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 blah. And they said one of the most common engineered nanomaterials, titanium dioxide, is used as a whitener in lollies, an anti-caking agent, and shine agent to impart texture. But the safety of nanoparticles in food has never been entirely established, and replacing it has hailed as a very positive step. Minute nanoscale materials are highly reactive and can pass through the blood-brain barrier. Some studies have shown that titanium dioxide can cause pathological lesions in the liver, spleen, kidneys, and brain, lung tumors, inflammation, cell necrosis, and dysfunction of the kidney. So they said they were going to do something about it. Who knows? So here's my thing, okay? We get very snowed and attracted to bright colors. I've never liked Skittles. And the reason why I don't like Skittles is I think I'm going to hurt my teeth on them. And I don't mean to criticize the candy. Some of you guys like it. But if I want a fruit candy, I'd rather have like a fruit roll-up or those little fruit snacks that are soft. I don't want to eat hard fruit. I just don't like hard fruit. And Skittles candy is hard. I like M&Ms because they're soft. When you chew, you know, you immediately go in and it's kind of chocolatey. I love M&Ms. M&Ms are one of my favorite candies ever. And also because it's chocolate. So my problem with Skittles is there'll be a big bowl. So I'm thinking it's going to be M&Ms. I take a handful, I put them in my mouth, and all of a sudden, crunch. And I feel my teeth go, oh, man. So, you know, when in nature, there are some very vibrant vegetables out there and vibrant fruits. And that, I think, is nature or God's way of saying, look, these are things that are, you know, you should eat, that they're healthy. I also think that genetically we are engineering things to be more brighter and vibrant. You know, I walk into a grocery store and I'm like, dang, it looks like Skittles in here. And so, you know, the vibrancy is something that we are manipulated to be drawn to. You know, a nice purple plum really attracts me. And I'm like, I want to sink my teeth into that plum. A nectarine that's bright and orange. Those little cuties, those little tangerines are almost fluorescent orange. Those are the little mandarin, those little tangerine. What do you guys call them? You call them clementines? I've never called them clementines. In my side of the country, we would call them like little tangerines. But maybe there's a difference. I don't know. But, I mean, they're almost fluorescent orange. So then I go to the bakery, and you see a Cookie Monster cake. And the Cookie Monster cake is bright blue. And I'm like, ooh, I want that, you know, because Cookie Monster cookies. So just realize that for these candies to attract you and to have this vibrant look, you know, there's manipulation to it. Same thing with chocolate. How many of you guys have bought a chocolate bar and the chocolate just kind of looks a little dull, but then you have other chocolate that looks really shiny? Again, that's food coloring. The 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tehi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're back on the got the Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so when the vaccine rollout happened, there were some women who reported that their periods were off, or they were menopausal, and all of a sudden started vaginal bleeding. When these reports first came out, or people were putting them on Facebook, Twitter, they were shadow banned, or they were blocked. And some of you reached out to me saying, I'm being accused of misinformation, the patient accused of misinformation, and Dahlia, I swear to God this is happening, I just can't get into my gynecologist. And I'm like, I believe you, okay? It's our job as doctors to believe you. We need to investigate, maybe clarify. But I was getting over and over and over again women saying something is wrong. Is it the COVID vaccine? Now, based on the science of how the COVID vaccine is, you have a little mRNA particle. It's wrapped in a little liposome. It then gets into the muscle cell. It gets into the cytoplasm. The cytoplasm has to read it, learn it, and then make spike proteins. You know, it shouldn't necessarily mess with your pituitary, mess with your hypothalamus, mess with your ovaries. It shouldn't do that. But sadly, a lot of women have reported some issues. And very slowly, studies are coming out saying, yeah, this is the case. In fact, the NIH last year actually, I think, spent $5 million, wasn't really a lot, but gave some grant money to 5 universities to study it. Well, according to the NIH and Beckman Institute for Advanced Science and Technology at the University of Illinois, there is another study that has confirmed that, yeah, there's menstrual irregularities that could happen after the COVID vaccine. They looked at 39,129 fully vaccinated participants. Guys, I really want to apologize. There's like no air conditioning. Air conditioning broke. That's what happens when you live in Vegas, so there's no air conditioning. It's okay. I'll glisten a little bit. I just don't want you guys thinking I'm having a hot flash, because I'm not. And they found that of those 39,000 fully vaccinated participants, 42.1% reported heavier flow. They also found that in women who don't have periods, because they're either on long-acting birth control, because they're menopausal, 71% of people on long-acting reverse contraceptives started bleeding after their COVID vaccine, 39% who were on gender-affirming hormones, meaning people transitioning to male who didn't want periods anymore started bleeding, 39% of them. And then postmenopausal women, 66% of postmenopausal women reported breakthrough bleeding. This happened more commonly after both doses. But still it happened after the first dose, could happen after the second. Now, the authors of this study, okay, I think it's already been established that the COVID vaccine could alter people's menses. There was one study that said it extended somebody's cycle by at least a day and a half. We had multiple anecdotal reports of, you know, periods not coming, people skipping their periods, people having a longer period, people having a heavier period. But what this study wanted to do was not only confirm that, but look at which groups might be at higher risk. So they said, in addition to our finding of a substantial portion of respondents experiencing some form of increased bleeding, they noticed trends among premenopausal 18 to 45-year-old respondents, those who were older, Hispanic, Latinx, which I don't really know if the Latino population likes that term, but Latinx, they're saying, were more likely to report heavier bleeding after vaccine. Prior pregnancy and prior birth was also associated with a greater risk of heavier bleeding. At last, premenopausal menstruating respondents who had endometriosis, menorrhagia, fibroids, adenomyosis, PCOS, were more likely to report heavier bleeding after vaccine compared to those who did not have any reproductive conditions. They found that many of the respondents who had post-vaccine changes did not have them until more than a week after their shot, which extended beyond the typical 7 days of closely monitored adverse symptom reporting. So what's fascinating is much of the reporting looked at what happened around the shot, what happened around that time period. Like the 7 days. But you would have women that would report weeks later, my period's off. Now, why? Why would a vaccine for COVID affect somebody's period? Now, in the past, they did find that typhoid and other vaccines could alter someone's period. It could be the stress, of it could be the immune stress and the body going, wait, something's different. We have something a little foreign. We need to, concentrate on this new foreign entity, build up antibodies. Because remember, a vaccine is foreign to a body. So when we're vaccinating, we are trying to, in a controlled setting, train your body to be open to a foreign component and then learn how to fight it. So it is foreign. So there could be just the fact that it's stressful on the body and that the body is like, look, I'm not. Guys, this gets priority right now. I know we have a period due in 2 days. That goes on the back burner. We got to postpone that sucker, and we got to go ahead and get all this, addressed. It could be that. But I'm very, very confused by somebody who hasn't had a period, a postmenopausal woman, to just start to bleed. What would cause the breakthrough bleeding? Is it a hormonal reboot? Is it that the lining that's sitting there just seems to kind of get triggered to drop? Some of you will say, well, why is it significant, Dahlia? The COVID vaccine saves lives. Don't be making such a big deal about this. I have to make a big deal about it because if a woman is bleeding postmenopausally, that is cancer until proven otherwise. Now, I'm not saying the vaccine causes cancer, but if I have a woman who is postmenopausal and she says, I haven't bled in years and all of a sudden I'm bleeding, we got to get her up in the stirrups. We have to ultrasound her. We have to do an endometrial biopsy. But if it's vaccine related, then we need to figure out why the hell the vaccine is doing that. We don't think the vaccine is causing endometrial cancer by any means. But we need to differentiate before a woman starts to go through a multi-$1,000 workup for possible endometrial cancer. But that's not the biggest risk. The biggest risk I see with all of this, and mind you, being a woman, trust me, you don't want to bleed when, you don't have to bleed. And, actually there's two risks. There's two major risks. Okay. One is for those of us women that really trusted our period and knew when we were going to have a period. And we really, we might have used the rhythm method, which isn't the most accurate. But when we want to plan pregnancy or avoid pregnancy, we need to trust our cycle. And when you lose that trust of your cycle, we could have unintended consequences and unintended pregnancies. And remember, we already have too many unwanted pregnancies. We got a lot of them. That's why there's such an abortion controversy, because there's about a million pregnancies being terminated. The last thing we want to do is add to that with all the chaos going on. But number two, the main thing that I am very, very nervous about is if a postmenopausal woman starts to bleed and she does not want to see a gynecologist, who she hasn't seen in a while, and doesn't want to go through the expense of the workup, she could say, the vaccine could cause it. All right, it was the vaccine. I got the vaccine. Well, when did you get the vaccine? Oh, I was vaccinated a year ago. I don't want people blaming their postmenopausal bleeding on the vaccine if it wasn't the vaccine. So we need to figure this out and fast, because we are having a rise in women with endometrial hyperplasia, endometrial, risks for endometrial cancer because of obesity, because of, maybe their misuse of hormones. I want to take more estrogen to help my hair. Are you taking the progesterone? Nah, I didn't pick up my prescription. Well, if you take estrogen without progesterone to balance it, you could be at risk for endometrial cancer. So the last thing we need is a higher population of women having this issue who don't get checked. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.